Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jeremiah Watkins Part 3 episode. Jeremiah is just an all-around good person. This is his third time on. My favorite part of his interview was when we took a walk down memory lane talking about our high school prom failures. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe out there. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight, please welcome for the third time back on the show, comedian Jeremiah Watkins. Yeah. Oh, we can do the elbow thing. We're doing the elbow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow. The energy out there is crazy.
It feels weird out there.
It does.
Yeah.
How have you been coping?
Pretty good. Yeah.
You seem fine. I mean, you're not coughing. He's not coughing. Yeah. We're washing our hands.
Yeah, I washed as soon as I got in here just to be safe.
And then you did Richie's plank experience, didn't you? Explain to the viewer what you just did.
Okay, so Steve said put on these VR goggles and that I was going to go up on top of a building.
How high were you?
So high.
Would you say it was like, how would you, in comparison to like a building, like the Empire State Building, was it that high?
Yeah. I was looking out and I saw mountains.
What else did you see?
I saw a helicopter that was circling. I saw
other tall buildings.
I saw tons of other tall buildings. It felt like I was in...
In New York, huh?
Oh, I thought it was like Asia or somewhere.
Like Asia, like China, maybe.
Yeah, huh? Because I saw like a bunch of buildings, but then mountains in the background. So I figured it, maybe.
Did you see cars below you?
I was just trying to look forward.
Look forward.
Yeah, I looked down a little bit.
Your reaction was the most intense out of the other guinea pigs that I made do that.
Yeah.
Your knees were shaking.
I know.
You're like,
can I?
And
so,
you're like,
dude, so, so I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, go ahead.
At first, I was hamming it up a little bit. I'm going to be honest. But then it got me. And then I was like, I can handle. And then I was like,
real fear.
You know, like when
in.
You sometimes are like, you joke about something and then you're like, oh, no, I'm actually feeling this now. Yeah, that's what happened.
That's what happened. And then what was it like actually taking the leap of faith?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Because your body's. Every fiber in your body's fighting that,
well,
isn't it?
Okay, so a couple years ago, I broke my arm dropping on off a ramp.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
You were on your skateboard?
Yeah.
Was it a quarter, like a half pipe?
Mm-hmm.
You dropped like in on a half pipe.
It was a quarter pipe.
But still, I mean,
it was just straight. But like, but it was too. It was just like,
the vert was heavy, like pretty
it
steep.
It was. I mean, the video. There's a video online. It's sad. Right. It's really sad. You're just.
Was it wet out? Was it raining or
no,
something?
No, you just see an adult man, just go straight to the ground, and it's
then,
just.
How did you land? How did you land?
All of my weight like this.
All on your this part, your
I,
shoulder.
This is where I broke my arm. It was right here.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I. All the weight went right on this upper forearm area.
For those of you who, because I've never broken my arm, like, yeah. What? How would you describe that experience?
At first, I was trying to be a man about it and power through.
Oh, because your friends were there.
Oh, yeah.
So they're oh, yeah. Bro.
Dude, yeah. They, so you well, I like, had a couple people that were there that were like, you got this, you know? Like,
yeah.
And they were like kind of pushing me to do it. So. It literally brought back really bad memories when you're like, just step out there. Because like I was like literally, that when I started shaking,
PTSD,
all the memories of me breaking my arm came back.
So that wasn't good that I did that to you. That wasn't good. I'm so sorry.
No.
I didn't know that story.
No, it's okay.
But on the positive note, you overcame a fear.
It's true. I probably feel better about dropping in again now.
Because you're going to fly after we're done with
this.
You're going
to let me fly?
I'm going to let you fly.
So you don't let me just fall. You let me fly too.
I'm going to let you fly like Superman. See, you need to experience
it. That's a happy ending,
it.
Man. That's a happy ending.
Can I get one of these?
Yeah, of course you
Are
can.
Are we allowed to since with the corona going on? Are we the only ones podcasting tonight?
No, I've talked to other people who literally podcasted earlier in the day.
Let's hear about it. What's everyone's attitude like? I'll tell you what it's like at the grocery store. Everything's sold out, but tell me what what's going on.
Oh, in the podcasting community?
Yeah.
What it is? Some people are freaked out and they're not leaving their home. Like I've texted some people to like, hey, you want to do my podcast next week? And they're like, no.
No.
No, dude. No.
Yeah.
But then other people
You
are
saved
like,
my week.
Oh, good.
Because Brittany Furlan was supposed to come.
And then she.
Yeah, I contacted her over the week. Just to, heads up. Hey,
yeah.
See you in a few
days.
See you in a few days. And she goes, what? No. Quarantine. What? I'm like. Go ahead.
The mayor said.
What did he say?
This is a necessity. He marked podcasting as a necessity. That's a real thing. On the list of things, radio broadcast and podcasting is a necessity to continue to do so we can put out content for other people. That's a real thing.
Are we supposed to be talking? Because when me and you get together, it's silly. And we don't really talk about like serious topics. I had a fun time. On yours, by the way.
Oh, you were great.
I wanted to apologize firstly to your mother.
Oh, no. She loves you.
No, I feel like I disrespected her. I crossed the line.
White people are different than Korean people.
Can you call her up? Can I make an amends on air?
She's probably
sleeping.
In bed.
Yeah. In Kansas?
She works at UPS. So
okay,
she's
okay.
Got to wake up.
Well, let her know. Okay, this is the things I want you to tell her. Or
yeah.
I'll tell her. I would never wrestle her because I don't do that. I used to in 1993, and I would never...
If we wrestled right now...
You would take me. Look how small I am.
Yeah, but you probably have better form than me.
Yeah, but I'm so odd. Like, look at this. I mean, it's not as bad as
now,
my brother.
Now, us wrestling right now would probably be a big no-no.
No.
Because people...
Once,
be like, oh, they're getting all
if
close.
If my girl saw us grappling... That I think that would I think it would end it.
I mean,
she would be like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are we dumb to be doing this right now?
No,
you just said it's a necessity.
I think it's a necessity.
Other people are saying, "What are you doing? Are you out of your mind?"
Well, nobody's when it gets uploaded, nobody's gonna be upset.
Right.
Hey, don't record, but I'll watch it when
she's
uploaded.
More scared of this.
Us being in close quarters
this. Because she doesn't know who you've seen. She doesn't know who Ren's seen.
Right.
We don't know. What have you been doing? Have you been going out?
No.
I want to know a day in the life of quarantine time for Jeremiah. Like, what? Okay. So you wake up at 8 or 9 in the morning.
Yeah, like 9 o'clock. 9, 9:30.
What have you been doing? Give me a typical day.
Lately, you know what's funny? I've been taking Spanish classes online.
Good for you.
To be productive.
Good for you.
Because I haven't taken Spanish since high school.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've wanted to get good at. I want to become fluent. Yeah. That's the goal, obviously.
Do you know the curse words?
Some of them.
Ponocha.
Yeah.
Tetas.
What's that one?
Boobs. What else? Culo.
What's that?
Butthole, right, Ren?
Culo?
Yeah. Que onda? Que onda?
Que onda? What's
That's
that?
That's slang for what's up.
So this is actually stuff that I haven't been learning in the classes.
Right, right. I learned from the dude, because I've been going to this same 7-Eleven, and the security guy, he teaches me all the bad words.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Comida.
That's food.
Yeah, there you go.
Where you threw a curveball at me to make sure that I was actually prima. Learning. Your first?
My cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hija.
Primera, is that first?
Primer. First. Uno, yeah, number one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. So what words have you been learning?
Estoy aprendiendo.
I am here. I have.
Más palabras en español.
What's palabras?
I've been learning more words in Spanish.
Words. I don't know any of that. I only know tetas, like, panocha.
Yeah. So you'd survive if you went to culo. Mexico? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. They would laugh at me, or like they would look at me.
You'd be like, oh, no. No, they'd be like, culo.
Or chino loco.
Chino loco?
Or coreano.
What's chino?
Chinese.
Oh.
Crazy Chinese.
Now.
Oh, no. Pinchy chino. What does that
what's
mean?
What's Korean? And
coreano.
Coreano?
Coreano.
Oh, that's a fun
they
one.
They always say, they coreano. Call me, they say pinchy coreano or pinchy chino. What does that mean? It's like,
oh. Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of hate towards my peoples right now, right?
Oh, I heard.
They're
bashing them.
Oh, online. I mean, I saw this poor video of just some Asian kid walking down a normal street. Da-da-da-da-da. Just.
Oh, you're saying actual physical violence. Yeah, I haven't seen any of those videos.
Oh, yeah. No, have you seen that? Like physical.
I think.
Look up China Man.
I think you go to different blog sites than we do.
World Star. World Star, yeah. And I've been getting a bit defensive, too, just walking down the street.
Yeah?
Because it's mostly...
You feel like you are getting more looks? Do you feel like
that? Yeah, I do. I went to Ralph's today. And maybe it's in my mind.
Well, that's how you know I'm a real friend. Thank Scissor you. Brothers for life, man.
Let's do it.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. So I was walking to Ralph's today, and this guy passed by me, and I was going like this, and the look that he gave me, he was like,
can we reenact it?
Yeah. Okay. So just look at me with disgust.
Okay. So I have my shopping cart.
Okay. No, this is outside of Ralph's.
Oh, this is outside of Ralph's. Okay. Like, so am I walking in?
Yeah. No. You're walking one direction. I'm walking towards Ralph's. You're walking away from Ralph's.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I be on my, I'm going to be on my cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so I just can't believe everything that's going on. Teresa, I'm going to have to call you back. Listen up, you little.
No. But, oh, no, he gave me one of these two. He gave me that initial, like that. But then he did the second glance.
He did the look back.
Yeah, he did the look back. He went.
He did a double take. He goes.
And he shook his head. And I spit to the side.
Did you hawk?
I hawked one. I went, and I spit to the side. And that didn't make me look good at all. It basically confirmed
it. Confirmed everything.
It confirmed his thoughts towards the Asians.
Yeah.
See, I was right all along, this disgusting coronavirus guy.
Coreano. Pinche coreano.
Dude, Latino people, they show me love. They haven't looked at me that way. It's the guy. This guy was bigger. He was white, but
blanco.
Pinchy, what is it? Pinchy hueto.
Diablo blanco.
So, how are you getting your groceries? And tell me about your survival stock and your tactics and what you've been doing.
I've been going on a lot of hikes or walks with my wife.
You've been exercising?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Were you? You're not supposed to. Aren't we?
That's another necessity. There's a list of things that they issued that are considered necessities for life.
LA County, go ahead.
LA around. I don't know how strict it is in different places, but there's a list of things that the mayor put out of things that are quote unquote essentials, okay?
Which are?
Podcasting is an essential. So you can tell your girlfriend that.
Yeah, it's an essential.
And also that the Diablo Blanco is no real, no?
That's essential.
As un persona muy bien.
Okay.
Sí. Okay. Stevie, weeby, en español.
Bing. Vámonos.
Vámonos.
Yeah.
Hola. We should try to do a small podcast in Spanish.
Okay, I'll try right now.
Okay. All right.
Mi amo es Esteban.
Hola, Esteban.
Yo vivo.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Yo vivas.
No estoy enferma. No.
no enferma. No. Mi vivas en Los Ángeles.
Los Ángeles, sí.
Aquí.
Aquí.
¿En
tu casa? Es muy bonita. Sí.
Gracias, gracias.
Sí, sí.
How do you say I have?
Yo tengo.
Yo tengo un perro que se llama Kirby. En vivas en mi novia de
tu
casa.
¿Tu perro?
Mi novia es padre y madre casa, oh, de tu casa.
Ah.
West Covina.
El perro.
El perro.
Sí, sí.
Blanco. Yeah, blanco. Bonito. Mm-hmm. Kirby.
Kirby.
¿Y tú?
No tengo un perro.
No tengo.
Pero
¿tienes
me
novia?
Me gustan tortugas.
¿Tortugas? Oh, ¿cómo es?
Mi amor es tortuga.
Mi amor.
Turtle. Oh, ¿cómo se dice? Turtle en.
Oh, turtle.
Tortuga es turtle.
So, okay. Ren, how was that?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Mi novia es llama de Ailani.
Es muy.
No, bonitas, oh. Mucho bonitas.
¿Tu novia?
Es
sí.
Mi mujer, right?
Mm-hmm. Mi esposa
es mi mujer.
Es bonita, es también,
bonita
sí.
También. Es mi novia. Aquí, how do you say I've been with? Uno, dos, tres años aquí.
Oh,
ya
con, ¿tres años?
Con mi novia y yo.
¿En esta casa?
Aquí, no aquí.
¿No aquí?
Mi novia vivas...
¿Cerca?
Mi novia vivas padre y madre.
Oh.
Avar.
¿En el otro?
En West Covina.
West Covina.
Yeah,
en verdad. La ciudad de las... West Covina.
Sí. Red, is that pretty good?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Dear,
all right,
doing
ten
it.
More. One. Wait, uno.
Dos.
Tres. Cuatro. Cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, y diez. Okay. Is that pretty good?
Pretty good.
For a Korean guy and a white guy, that's not bad in LA, right?
Yeah.
And you've never taken classes.
No, but this is just, I'm trying to learn off you. I don't know that much vocabulary. Like, oh, chile, mi chile.
What is a chile?
A penis.
Oh, you grabbed it.
Yeah.
You grabbed it. That's a chile?
Chile. Mi chile?
Like, no, I think that's a Korean.
Hoto?
No, that's like.
What's hoto?
Oh, okay. Someone called me hoto
what about
once.
Huevos.
Huevos?
Sometimes it's called as slang, right? Huevos? Balls. Like eggs, balls?
Yeah, huevos.
Huevos.
Do you know what hoto means, Steve?
No.
It means like gay person.
Oh, someone called me that a few times.
Yeah.
Pinche hoto. It's okay.
Coreano hoto.
Coreanos de hotos. That's a good name for a band.
That is.
Coreano de Jotos.
Coreano de Jotos.
You want to form one?
What's the meaning of your band, dude? Gay Koreans.
Gay Koreans.
Worry. Gay Koreans.
Would you be in my band if we named it that?
I don't know about that.
Can we record something,
though? I want to record something
with you.
Can we please record something?
Can we do, how about a holiday album?
I mean, okay.
Or a Halloween album?
All right.
I definitely want to be on the keys.
Okay.
And I want
I'll
you
be
to be
sax.
Able to, okay, and then can we do,
we can
I want to do uplifting music.
I'm all about that. I love positive music.
But like seriously, like high energy, positive like almost
like positive messages, like
positive
upbeat,
messages
like...
where we both could sing. I want to sing. I want to do kind of a like a maybe a Simon and Garfunkel, but more melodic, without the guitars. More like, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
How?
Oh,
you have a studio around?
I mean, we
can
record.
Go to the studio.
Yeah.
We could go to the place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we have to
got places to record.
To record?
Yeah.
What do we need
especially
to record?
If we want to do demo-ish stuff before we take it to, like, the proper studios. I have the equipment and means to do, like, demos easily. And
like,
then,
what do you... I want to talk about that. I'm interested in that. Like, what do you use for your demo process?
I mean, there's keyboards and stuff that are accessible at the studio that we could plug in like quarter inch, like into literally a Zoom or some kind of recording device where you'd play on keys. We record that first.
So it's like a Zoom.
Just like that.
It's a Zoom recorder like that.
Yeah. We'd plug in a keyboard, like an electric piano.
Oh,
into
we could
that.
Play. Oh, you're right. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we could plug in mics to it. We could literally lay down, use the Zoom as an interface and it would work like just to record like a demo kind of thing.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, and then you put in GarageBand and then massage it a little bit.
I love GarageBand. I love GarageBand. Can we talk about the stuff that your album, the Regan Watkins, like how did that do? I mean, like,
yeah,
and then people were receptive towards
it. The people who listened to it really liked it.
Yeah, of course. I have it right there.
I know. I appreciate that. I appreciate
that. Are you going to record another one with Regan?
We'll see. Right now, I've just been focusing on stand-up. I mean, obviously, right now, everything's up in the air with that.
Okay, that's a good topic.
Yeah.
How are the stand-ups surviving during this pandemic? I want to talk about that. Cheers to at least podcasting right now.
I think it's a little funky right now because for me, that's mainly how I make my money is off of touring. You got to leave L.A. And right now, all travel is banned.
I read your tour dates, remember?
I know you
did. I was reading them out.
And guess what?
Sacramento.
All those got moved or some of them got canceled. So, yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
You got to do that. How are we going to get... When is this going to end?
I
hate it.
Do you?
I like that isolation.
What's your typical routine?
I gotta be honest. I've been really just.
Have you been sleeping a lot?
I've been sleeping a lot. I think.
Have you been going
depressed.
On any walks?
I have.
Walks
to the grocery
are good.
Store. Yeah, I have.
It's not to a grocery
store.
Because
we need sunlight. We need the sunlight, all right?
Yeah.
So we need the sunlight.
I would recommend going on some more walks because my thing is I love sleep. If I start sleeping too much, I just want it more and more and more. And then I keep chasing that. So that's why I've been waking up at like a specific time every day. So I'll be tired by the time I fall asleep like at night.
Are you afraid of getting the corona? Because I've been dealing with that mentally as well.
I think everybody has. I mean, I think it's normal for everybody to have anxiety at some point being like to go check symptoms online like. Oh, I've got this weird pain in my side all of a sudden.
Sore throat.
Yeah, anything
dry
like
cough.
That. Yeah.
Because
I have allergies, so
I do too.
And yeah, so
I get a. Do you get a stuffy nose? And
I get a runny nose.
Yeah,
like just from and I've like
it's Claritin though. That,
yeah,
that'll
exactly.
Clear that up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that a part of me. I mean, I'd hate to admit it, and you know, but I thought of this. I kind of wish I already had it. So I could just get it over with.
I know.
Because they said, didn't the mayor or the LA County say 54% of people in LA are going to eventually get it in the next
like
3
that.
Months or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I kind of just want to...
Don't you want to just get it over
right
with?
Especially right now.
Just do
it. While everything's shut down, that'd be ideal.
Because you could just deal with it.
But they're doing drive-through testings now.
Wait a minute.
In downtown LA. I just heard about that.
So are you... So you just drive up and they put something in your...
Open your mouth, kid.
Oh, my God. So when you get it, what do we do?
That's an exaggeration. I don't think that the person
They'll
would be
stick
like,
it.
Open your mouth, kid. But I think that would be more enjoyable if somebody with a hook hand and a yellow trench coat was the checkpoint person.
Yeah.
Open your mouth, kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you official? Yeah, I'm official.
I would love that.
Right? I think that would be more enjoyable.
Get it over with.
Get it.
Would we be able to survive? I'm a little older than you. I'm in my 40s. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in his 20s. You're in your 20s, 30s, right?
31 now.
20s, 30s, 40s. This is a good thing comparison.
Now, that's what
20s,
I call
30s,
aging. 40s. Volume 5.
So I would do the worst if I got it. I would die before you two, right?
Would you, though?
I don't know.
Are you a smoker?
No.
Oh, there you go. Is that dip?
No, it's nicotine.
Is it a pouch?
It's a nicotine pouch.
A pouchy.
Yeah, so that's all I do.
Oh.
No drugs, no alcohol, just
what's
this.
That like? Do you get a little bit of a buzz from
well,
it?
Well, that's what's good that, like? That you brought it up, because I had to struggle with chewing tobacco basically a lot of years.
Yeah?
Where my teeth are turning brown.
Tearing up your lower.
Oh, yeah. Skull Mint, Kodiak, Grizzly Wintergreen. And the ladies, you know, doesn't help with the ladies.
That's a very, white dude thing.
I know, but I wrestled in from a town called Poway, and most of my teammates were white guys.
Reason why I say that, most of the guys who I went to high school with dipped. Most of the guys.
Did they try to peer pressure you? Hey, Watkins!
I mean...
Get over here, pussy! Put this in your mouth, Watkins!
Wait, huh? I think I definitely went through that at certain points in high school, since I don't do drugs and I haven't tried it before. I think the people who try to peer pressure you are usually the people who don't know you. If you have established that you don't like doing something or you don't want to do something, most people respect your wishes. Who are your friends?
Right.
It's more the people who feel uncomfortable around you because they don't know you, where they think that you are judging them.
Like a snitch.
No, that's what it feels like. It feels like you're a narc who's just hanging out. They're what's this dude doing here if he's not joining in?
I can see that.
On this.
So they're paranoid, dude, take a hit.
Yeah.
You're making us uncomfortable. Yeah. Who are you?
Like I have this joke in my act about going to a cocaine party, but I don't really. So I went to a cocaine party sober, and I.
Why did you go to a cocaine party?
I didn't know. I didn't
know.
I heard it was a party. I didn't know it was a cocaine party. I walked in and
I'm dying to know what the first thing you saw walking into a cocaine party was.
Cocaine.
I know it's cocaine, but was I'm picturing Scarface.
Cocaine.
I'm picturing
for
a
my
Scarface
Kansas mind,
scenario.
This dude, this was back in 2009 or 10. This was me fresh off the boat from Kansas.
I
want to
hear all. Describe the whole story. I want to hear about.
Okay, so I had these rowdy neighbors next door who I lived in a duplex. It was the first place that
LA?
I moved in. This is in L.A.
When
it was on Cahuenga. This is
Oh, this is on Cahuenga.
Yeah, this is on Cahuenga.
Oh, okay.
Like Santa Monica and Cahuenga.
So this, what year was this?
2009. 2010,
okay.
Somewhere in there. I'm like, my eyes are being opened to all of LA culture
you
and everything like that.
You just want to get involved.
Well, it wasn't even that. These just happened to be my friends that I made next door who I was living next to in this duplex. I live in the front half of the duplex. It was the A side and the B side, right?
What were these guys like?
They were super nice, but they loved to party, and I thought
that was
crazy.
Were they jockish? Yeah, bro.
Not really. They were more zen. Dude, do you want to go party?
They were like that.
Yeah, they were
that's more tolerable.
One of them was a very pretty boy model esque guy who's like, I'm gonna take the world by storm. I'm gonna act. I'm gonna do photography.
Right.
I'm gonna do this. And then the other guy was like this chill Mexican dude that was just like, man, we're just here to have a good time, man.
Right,
you know,
right? Right, gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Is that mentality? And they let me hang out over there because I didn't have any friends in the neighborhood when I moved in. I was very outgoing coming from Kansas.
Right.
So
did they both come to your door?
No, I did. I was like, hey, I'm your neighbor. And
oh, you knocked on their door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're asking for you knocked on their door.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like I literally. That's how I became friends with them.
Okay, let's act it out. Let's act it out. You're the neighbors. I'm you.
Okay.
Okay.
How's that?
Hello?
Hey, guys. Just, just happening to see what's going on tonight. What are you guys up to?
Who?
I'm your neighbor.
Who are you?
Jeremiah. I live in Unit C.
I'm right behind. I'm right next to you.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you guys up to? Can I come in? Man?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Where are you from, man?
Kansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Huh. You're a comedian. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm an actor.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What have you been in?
You know, just some student films and some. I audition a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just see you guys hanging out. Can I hang out?
I mean, nobody really does it like this, but yeah. Like that was going on.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was great. Literally, that's what they thought of me. Literally, they thought of like nobody like approaches people like this. That. But I just
but
went
you're from
right.
Kansas. How are you supposed
that's
to
how
know,
we did,
man?
Well, no, exactly. That's how we do it. Is okay. We go straight up to you and we're like, "Hi."
Okay,
I'm
let
Jeremiah.
Me play the guy. I'm the neighbors now. You just be you.
Okay. All right.
Frank, who is it? I don't know. Someone knocking? Oh, dude, I think someone's knocking. Are you sure? Hello?
Hey, how's it going? I just moved in. Up front, I'm Jeremiah. What's your name?
Oh, cool. My name's Mark.
Uh-huh.
And Frankie.
Oh, hey, Mark.
What's
hey, Frankie.
Up, man?
Nice to meet you guys.
Cool. How long you been next door?
I just moved in, so yeah, I just wanted to say hey and cool. And just want to say hi. Well, I'm going to be your neighbor, so we'll probably
cool.
be seeing more of each other.
Hang
and
out.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out.
Okay, well, what's that, Frank? There's a party tonight if you want to roll with.
Really?
Yeah, we could drive you.
I would love that. Yeah. Well, what time should I be down here?
Hold on. What time do you get the pizza? Okay, yeah, maybe in about 2 hours.
Perfect.
You
can
come in
I'll
and
be
hang
ready.
Out. Do you smoke weed?
Right now? No, I don't smoke weed, but I hang out.
Oh, okay, you just want to hang out. All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
I literally.
I'm an actor, by the way. I'm an actor, by the way.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I've been into some student
films. I came out here to do comedy, so cool. We have that
well,
in common.
Maybe
that's
I
cool.
could put you because we're writing something
dude,
right now.
Dude, anything?
Yeah, it's kind of like a true romance.
I'm totally down. Yeah,
type
it,
deal.
You need like some kind of comedic relief or something?
Yeah. We need the funny neighbor type.
That's me.
Cool. Perfect.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Well, Frankie. Yeah. Okay. Order the pizza, bro. Okay. Cool. Yeah. We'll just get you when the party's about to happen.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Well,
cool.
Great to meet you guys.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Okay. That was good.
Okay. No, I used to say that all the time. I'll still do that. Sometimes when people are like, hey, you want to smoke? I'm like, nah, but I'll hang out. I say that all the time.
And what are their responses?
Well, at first they're like,
"That's
what?
A curveball."
Well, they're like, "Wait, what does that mean?" And then I just stay there. And then they're like, "Oh, I guess he's chill."
Yeah,
they just roll past it real quick.
I'm
you know?
Dying to hear like the way this story.
Okay,
goes.
So
okay, we just acted that first part out.
Right.
Let's fast forward 2 hours later.
Okay, so
are they driving?
Yes. Okay. So we ended up going to this hotel somewhere in LA. It might have been the Roosevelt. I don't remember exactly where it was. I feel like it was somewhere like on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset. It was a very nice hotel.
5-star?
I think so.
It's like the Roosevelt?
For my standards and my Kansas eyes, who knows how nice it is if I go there now.
Was it like an Art Deco hotel or one of these classic historical hotels like the Roosevelt?
It was like the Roosevelt where it was. We went into this like suite.
You went into a suite?
It was a suite. Because you walk in and there's like some mirrors on the wall and stuff and like a couple people had taken off their shoes, I think. But you go and it literally in the middle of the room was this table and giant lines of cocaine like in the middle of the table. And I walked in, I'm like, oh, this is like not just a normal party. This is a cocaine party. Yeah.
Were there how many gals to guys? What types of people were there?
It wasn't like a huge gathering. Like there was like there's only like a handful of guys and a handful of girls, and they were all like they're like everybody's sitting down at the table. Like that was the party. That was the focus.
So
of
they're there
together.
To do cocaine.
They're there to do cocaine. They're like, sit down, man. And I'm like, okay.
That's so weird.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
So
I sit down and I had drank a Red Bull to like pregame for the night. You know what I mean?
That was your
pre-game,
beer.
Get in the zone.
Yeah,
dude.
To get in the Red Bull zone.
So I'm going like this and stuff, and I'm like, I'm naturally like
fidgety.
Move a lot, and I'm very fidgety. And
so they probably thought, oh, he's here for the cocaine.
Right. Well, they literally look at me and they go, dude, what are you on, man? And I go, wow. Oh, I drink Red Bull. and they're like, oh, and the, you know, they start doing coke in front of me and stuff. And I, yeah, you know, I'm just kind of watching. And then like, and then, you know, they start getting a lot of like, yeah, kind of like grindy and like big eyes and stuff like that. Yeah. And yeah, it was very like, but I was chill. Like I just hung.
I just hung out with a bunch of coke heads in a random ballroom
and
type room.
Those neighbors, they would like, we would go to club. We go clubbing. Like when I first went, I would love
to hear about that.
I would, you were like, oh, I would dance. here's the thing. I would dance like crazy, but here's the thing. I didn't know the time that they were rolling on ecstasy. So I was trying to keep up with them. And by the end of the night, I would be so tired because they're raging all night. I'm like,
but they're on Molly.
I have no context for this. So I'm just like, oh, I don't want to be like, I don't want to let them down by like they would, sometimes they'd be like dancing. I'd start to like, kind of like slow down there. Right. And then they'd be like, why aren't you dancing? I'm like, oh, okay.
So was it like, doom, doom, doom.
Oh,
doom,
that
doom,
kind of music
doom,
for sure.
Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom,
Well, it was
that.
Well, that's the thing.
I would get such a headache, and I'd be like, you know, I'm so out of here.
I literally went to
Did you guys pick up on chicks?
They would.
So they were like suave.
Yeah, one of them was. One of them was really good looking. Then the other dude would just be, he would get the spill off. He was the spill off friend.
That's
know what I mean?
That's okay.
the friend that's always there that gets the table scraps from the good looking one.
That's half my life.
There you go, Doug.
That's half my life. They should just say that
you're a spill off friend, dude.
What was
that's
that?
Okay. You're
my tombstone.
Spill-off. Yeah.
Stevie the spill off. Stevie led led a life of table scraps. Literally. Table scraps.
Yeah. And then I literally, I'm in LA. I'm a virgin. I'm not like trying to close
still,
a deal.
That's right. You're still a virgin.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was at a time when I was, I was like, oh, I'm saving it for marriage for sure.
Did you tell your two neighbors that information?
No.
Because I'm going to tell you why I asked that. Because they might have had a different vibe towards you.
Of course.
We're going to get you laid, bro.
Absolutely.
Tonight's the night, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. We're getting you laid.
No. I literally, it would come up every once in a while.
What'd they say?
They'd be like, wait, what?
What do you mean, what?
Like, when they would find out that I hadn't slept with the girl yet.
They couldn't process that information.
Oh, no, yeah.
They're like, what?
Yeah,
you
and
saw
I'm like,
an alien?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What? Huh?
Alien?
I don't get this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very foreign to them.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever get tempted where a woman wanted to take a virginity at one of these club scenarios?
I think, looking back, I definitely had opportunities with different women over the years.
Yeah.
But when you're so ignorant to the opposite sex, you don't know what like an advancement or like a pass is at you. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't even know. You don't even register it. So it's all going, and you're like, man, she just likes talking to me.
Yeah, I was in Arizona at Arizona State, and I was actually in this girl's dorm room where she couldn't have made it more obvious, where her face was literally right here.
Yeah.
And I was like, just, it was like I froze.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, you got a mini fridge over there, huh? You
know? Dude, I remember
like
multiple
embarrassing.
I remember in high school, this would happen multiple times where it was very clear. My friend would invite like a girl over to his place or something like that. And they would invite a second girl. And I was there and they would start making out on the couch.
Yeah.
And then the girl would look over at me and then
ten scissors for that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Wow. I think we have that so ingrained. I mean, that's just the fabric of who we were.
Yeah.
They would look at me.
Like,
I knew at that moment.
I'm not judging you because I just told you what I did.
Right. I knew at that moment that she was expecting me to make out with her. But I'm looking at her and I'm like, I'm just not attracted to this friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be the most cringeworthy, awkward moments where literally my good friend is making out with the girl. How far away you and I are like, the girl's
what
like,
was your brain like hamster wheel?
Oh, me?
I always did that hamster wheel. Oh, like, yeah. I overthink it.
Oh, I'm like, overthinking everything.
Well, she didn't really look at me. She wants to be my friend.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I got one more. I have one. I'm not going to say it tops that, but it's pretty damn close. Maybe even worse.
Yeah.
So this was winter break. I met these two attractive girls on camp. I don't know how I went to one of them was redhead. You know, she was a ginger. The other one was a brunette. And I was in with them. I was in, man. And they were like, they had an apartment off campus.
Yeah.
And so I was there one night. This is how bad I was. This is pathetic. I used to party there, and it was just me.
Yeah.
Partying with two hot chicks. And then one night I passed out. I got too drunk, and they both went into their separate rooms and they turned off the light in the living room area had like a couch. And so I was like, you know, doing my little, like, I was like just cuddled up and just like trying to sober up. And literally maybe 7 to 10 minutes passed. And then I heard a door creak. And this girl was basically in her undies and like a half shirt. And she basically said, do you want to mess around? And then, you know, my response was, I went, no, I'm okay. Dude, so I went like this. I go, this is how dumb I was. I go, no, I'm okay out here.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
And so,
thank you for asking.
And so she literally creaked, closed the door. Listen, and my reaction, I'm so sorry for telling you this story.
I love this.
But
I
my reaction this. Was, it was, it hit me like a ton of bricks. My brain, I was like the other, like, conscious part, the normal rational side was like, what the hell are you doing, loser?
Yeah, get it together.
And so I even did one of these, but like, cause I waited, it was in my, you know how like once you make a bad decision, that window closes,
sure,
but then you're in your mind and it's an hour later and you're still kind of trying to figure it out. So like an hour passed and I'm like, you could go and knock on the door now. So I actually, like a pathetic hamster, I got up and I like, and I got this close to the door.
And you backed away, didn't you? Yep. Been there, dude.
I'm so,
you know what's
I'm so ashamed.
You know what's weird is, so I, I literally have not many interactions with that sounds so scientific. I don't have many interactions with females. I haven't kissed many women in my life. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I have that much either.
Like in general.
Yeah.
Like especially before my wife. Right.
Right.
And what was weird about the switch that happened with when I started dating my wife, I literally faked it till I made it in that relationship.
What do you mean by faking your technique? Like, what do you
confidence?
Talking about?
Everything. I literally decided one day, I was like,
I'm the man.
I literally was like, I'm gonna start going on dates. I literally said that.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I was so concerned about what other people thought of me, like in high school and stuff. I had a bunch of girls who liked me, but I was so concerned about the politics. Like, you know, when if you start dating a certain girl in high school, certain idiots or whatever might give you crap or whatever. Like, oh, you're dating that girl? Why are you dating that girl?
Yeah.
So, like, you end up missing out on things
of experiences and stuff. Absolutely. Because you're in your head
church,
about other
people. The church
people.
Didn't help. The teen church groups
didn't
help.
Yeah, that didn't help either. You're,
the church, Hume Lake Church Retreat didn't help.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to hell if you have sex. If you have, if you even look in the direction lustfully of a woman,
you're going to hell.
You're going to hell forever.
You're burning in hell.
You're burning in a lake of fire.
That
doesn't help.
That
definitely doesn't help. No, definitely.
Continue.
That's, yeah.
Oh, I got one more story for you.
Do you?
I'm
excited.
Yeah, I got one more.
Yeah, so I like with my wife, I literally, when we started dating and stuff, I just changed my perspective entirely because I was literally like for years, I was like worried about just everything about like, I literally didn't want to hear the tone in family's voice, like, ooh, you're seeing somebody? I literally feared everything.
You were in fear like me.
I was in fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I literally threw it all away. I was just like, no, I'm going to start dating girls. I'm going to start kissing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, which sounds so
pathetic. I'm happy
and
that
weird,
you made
like,
that decision,
but
though.
I think I'm more talking about it because, like, if there's anybody out there, like, who's listening or watching this.
I was just going to add on to that.
It's one of those things where it's, like, don't hinge upon what other people think about you, especially, like, in your formative years when you're growing up. Because it's literally, it's just not worth
it. Because there's a college kid right now that's going to end up listening to this alone in his dorm room, right?
Yeah.
It's like a break, and he's sitting there looking at his laptop. He hasn't got laid yet in college, and he might listen to this and be like, wait a minute, these two guys, I don't have to make that mistake that Jeremiah and Stevie did.
It's true.
We're
saving you years.
I could change that.
It's all what I'm
right
saying.
Now.
It's all a state of mind.
It's
and
your
you can
mind.
Literally, you can literally, it's like the video game that we played.
Yeah, it's all in your mind. And the thing is, your mind's a powerful tool. It could do good for you, but it also could be your worst enemy. It
can be.
So you want
to
hear my third?
I would love to
humiliating
hear
story
because
or
it's
a
only
second.
Scissor Brothers
it's
tradition
Scissor Brothers.
For you to do it in threes.
Okay, threes. Okay, so this is back at ASU. I used to skateboard on campus.
Sure.
You know, and
of
then
course. What kind of now? What kind of pavement was it? Was
it?
It like,
was smooth. I mean, it was basically.
Was it the kind where you
it
hear
was smooth? Yeah, it was smooth though. It could have been a skate park.
Really?
If it wasn't for campus police, it could have been.
Got around quick.
I've got a lot of tickets and my board taken away,
oh,
but
wow.
like,
okay.
But there's this one particular brunette again, really hot, I mean, just a voluptuous, hot college girl, you know?
Yeah.
She'd always like want to like outside of, you know, like the one of these buildings, she goes, let me ride your board, you know? And then I got her number, you know? And then I set it up to the point where I did have, you know, a date. She was off campus again. She was so down for me. I entered a skate competition in Tucson, and she like drove up to support me.
Oh, wow.
I basically ate my run. I couldn't even do a power slide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ate my run hard.
Did anybody clap?
No. I couldn't even do it because I know how to do shove its. Like, I can do shove its with my eyes closed. I couldn't even do a shove it.
All nerves that day.
Yeah, it was all nerves.
Did
but
you
anyway,
see her in the stands and then that
she was. It was one
to...
of those things where, you know, like you know how like in college games the cheerleader sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
She was like sitting in the no, she was cross-legged, just sitting there watching me.
Steve.
Yeah, but anyway, it was that kind
Your
of girl.
Fan.
It was that kind of girl, supportive. Yeah. Wasn't even with me, so I ended up. We went to Chili's or whatever. You know, that was like fancy for me. Chili's, you know. Took her to Chili's, went back to her apartment. We're back at
Chili's.
Her apartment. Yeah, Chili's.
Chili's.
Chile. We're in, her roommate's gone.
Uh-huh.
Gone for the weekend.
Yeah.
Just me and this brunette. Dim lights. TV on.
Let's get it on.
We're on the love seat. Her knee is basically...
Let's get it
like,
on.
She's like touching my knee.
Doing one of those.
And she's literally... You know how, like, I didn't catch these cues?
You don't catch...
We
don't
catch
them.
But
they all went over
There's certain cues...
Yeah.
That, hello...
She put my penis in her mouth.
No, she didn't do that.
And, like, I was like, does this girl like me?
No, she didn't do that, but she was literally, like... Like, kept
She's
waving...
She's doing all the flirty things.
She was waving her hair and, like, getting... I could tell now in hindsight she was getting frustrated. She kept like doing
then
this.
Then her advancements weren't going anywhere.
No, no, but she even took it a step further. Okay. And this is where she went to the, she gets up, she's frustrated, like, God, this kid can't take the hint. She goes into the bathroom and puts this coconut, like, conditioner mousse stuff in her hair. And so she comes back, does this whole coconut hair thing, and she goes, you want to smell my hair? And she's like waving, she's waving her hair like in my face, like, duh, kiss me, dummy.
I've got coconut product in my hair. Doesn't that tell you that I'm horny right now?
Yeah, so the same thing happened where she's doing this and like kiss me, like, I'm giving you cues, where she gets frustrated, ends up going into a room and I'm always the guy left out. Always the guy left out outside of the bedroom, in the living room, on the couch.
Yeah.
And so, same thing. She goes into her room, and I do the same fetal, the fetal, pathetic fetal position, just with my eyes open, staring at the ground. Yeah.
So, did you go to prom?
Oh, you don't even want to talk. Why did you bring it?
Because I was going to tell. I'll tell a story.
Oh, you tell yours.
I'll tell mine, okay, and then I'll tell you. Okay,
I got one for that.
This is, you tell me can yours. I just tell you, this is like the most virgin quarantine episode of a podcast.
I don't care. I don't care.
It's like literally Steve's girlfriend is upset that we're doing this podcast.
We both have ladies.
We're taking other a walk places.
Down memory lane. It's the shame lane.
When it's times are very simple.
But this is my favorite thing to do, by the way. I don't care. I love doing this. Let's hear your prom story.
Okay, so
I'll tell you mine.
Okay, so I literally invited this friend to prom, who she's amazing, and she like was a good friend, and I invited her kind of late. Like I didn't know if I was gonna go at all, and then like you know what I mean?
It's so similar to mine.
I'm like, oh, I don't, you start talking yourself out of things because you start being like, ah, no, I'm going to be a rebel, or I'm going to be cool, and I don't want to like assimilate to whatever's going on, but you're really just making excuses for reasons why.
Dude, we are so similar. Continue. Yeah. I was the same way.
So basically, I call my friend who I've liked for a while, and she says yes, and she lives
over
in...
over the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. She lives in a different state.
What?
I'm calling backup for this prom.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so sad.
I know. I was... Because you know why in my head?
Why did you do... Call because
Steve,
a...
because I was so nervous.
I can't judge you. I've done foolish things.
Steve, I was so nervous.
What state was
other
she in?
People...
She in Iowa?
She was in Missouri. I was in Kansas.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Yeah, yeah. But she lives several hours away. And I had met her at a church camp. And I just thought it was cool.
Of course you met her at a church camp. Of course you did, Jeremiah. How else were you going to meet her? Of course it's church camp. Continue, Jeremiah.
So I invite her because, again, going back on, I'm worried about what other people think, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to ask anybody knows at my high school. I'm like weird about it.
You're scared.
I'm scared. I'm scared of what other people will think of me.
Of course, me too.
And this is the most vulnerable I've talked about high school stuff. It's okay, though. Hopefully.
This is the platform. This is your platform. Just know when you come back here for the fourth time, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, this is all we're going to do is talk about like church times and like bad decisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like with church people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I invite her and she's down and I'm stoked. And the whole night is going great. Like we had great, like a great dinner. Like the group that we went in, all my friends love her. She's like, she's awesome, right?
Right.
And this is what this is what's weird about religion and stuff like that. Like that puts weird, it puts vices over certain thoughts, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So for whatever reason, I thought this was okay, but I was afraid at the end of the night I'll get to that in a second. The whole night, I'm grinding with her on the dance floor.
You are?
Oh yeah.
Good for you.
Like where I have a boner for like 2 hours straight. To the point
I'm literally, this is like a vivid memory that's ingrained in my head. 50 Cent is playing. I take it just a candy shot. I let you little lollipop. Dude, I am grinding with her. So
wait,
hard.
Her butt?
Yeah, her butt.
And is it going up her butt crack?
No. Well, I mean, no. I was like, it was like still.
But how was
down.
Your boner? There's different ways your boner could be. Was it up
I
like this?
I didn't tuck it up. I didn't tuck it up. So it's just like straight out.
Oh, it's a sword. It's a sword. Your lightsaber stays sticking out.
So literally, so, I'm brushing it up against her butt cheeks.
And it's straight on.
And it's straight on.
Lightsaber.
Like, lightsaber. Yeah. It's going back and forth. She has a beaded dress on. I'm grinding with her so hard.
What color was the dress?
I think it was a black dress.
Okay.
I'm grinding with her so hard, beads are popping off the dress. I'm seeing beads
take
roll on
the
ground.
Shop.
I'll take it to the candy shop. It's a little lollipop. And I'm just like going like to town. Yeah. And I did that for hours. At the end of the night, I didn't have the courage to kiss her on the mouth. I thought it was okay to do the other thing, and then I couldn't even kiss her at the end of the night.
Dude, you were already at like second base.
I know.
That's like way further.
I know.
That's way further than a kiss.
Way.
Dude, what the hell?
I don't know what was going on through my head.
It was okay. Hold up. Let's go back to the candy shop.
To the candy
was
shop.
She freaking you back? There's a difference. Was she still? Or was she grinding
no,
you?
No, she was like freaking
oh,
like
she was
grinding
in it,
dude.
Penis, dude.
Yeah.
And, so,
and hey, guess what? Best part about this story? She's Asian, dude.
Oh, dude, you should have done it.
Yeah.
You should have done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, okay. So, tell me how the end of the prom went. Tell me when you walked her to the door.
Literally, you know when the lights turn on? Jesus. The lights turn on at the end of the night, and they're like, all right, everybody, thank you for coming out to Blue Valley High School.
Yeah,
right? You know, the weird
yeah,
announcer
like
thing,
light.
Like the
yeah.
strobe light. It's like,
they play Boys the Man.
Yeah, it's a
how can I say goodbye to yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay.
So the lights turn back on, and instantly I go back into reality.
Deer in headlights.
I have a Did boner. I still have the boner. I still have it.
You son of a
gun. I literally, okay, like, but now, like, they're on to me, though. Now the lights are on. I'm like, okay, freaking, like,
oh,
you know, when you start trying to think
like
of.
It's like someone splashing cold water
yeah,
in your face.
Yeah, 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 because
reality check, and the real lights go on?
Yeah, so now I'm, like, freaking doing the weird walk
yeah,
thing. I'm like, so,
yeah,
did you have a good, do you have a good time tonight? Like, where you're leaning your back, so, you know, so, like, your crotch is not protruding as much.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, slowly goes down and then, we, you know, we get in the car and stuff and everything. And we had like the best time and everything was like
it was in a limo. It was a car. Like usually don't kids because sometimes we got a limo for homecoming and prom, but you didn't in this situation,
I think,
which was smart.
I don't think we got one
yeah.
for. Oh, I took her both years, by the way. And Steve, I took her both years and didn't kiss her either year.
Of course you didn't. Of course you did it.
Either year.
Oh, my God. And so the drive back. Are you driving?
I think one year we did limo and then another year we did.
Yeah.
I forget the details of that.
You know
but
what?
Like literally
yeah.
one time. So we drove back. Oh, it was like the limo. Like we had driven to like a destination where the limo, that way the limo didn't have to take every kid home.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So it was like we went back to the one meeting spot. So I took her in my mom's car, I think. Yeah. Back to my mom's, cause she had her car parked at my mom's and yeah, nothing. Literally like, it was like moonlit, everything like
yeah, perfect.
And I just completely whiffed.
You just dropped the ball.
I was like, okay, good night. after I'd been grinding on her for like hours.
Well, at least that's further than whatever I got on my prom.
Yeah,
I was a senior, and I was the same way as you. Everyone had already asked the people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I started getting like oh my God, like anxious, like, oh.
Of course.
And so they're like, one of my friends was like, dude, Erica France, no one asked her. And Erica, she was a freshman, but she was like the prettiest, you know.
Yeah.
She was like the hot.
Right.
Freshman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like.
She was an up and comer.
Yeah, she was an up and comer. So I remember I had took a hall pass and I said, meet me, you know, and then like I did it in the hallway, you know, when people were in class and I go, will you go to prom with me? She goes, yeah. I go, you know, and then and like did the whole, you know, and then it was just, you know, so that's how it happened. So keep in mind, all my friends going, they're not virgins. They've already had their dates.
They've already done it.
On top of all that, they already pre-planned like the after party spot. Like they rented, like before Airbnbs existed.
Yeah.
They had these duplexes cool. All rented out with kegs. And I just remembered that, like my friend Glenn's like, bring your sleeping bag, bro. Bring your, you know, I remember that. Bring my sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Which I did. But I remember, you know, I'm thinking, okay, prom was fine. Did the slow dancing. I didn't grind on her. I wish I did. And so prom's done. And then everyone's like, hey, let's go to this, you know, we're going to the spot. I'm like, okay. And then I turn to my date and she goes, oh, no, I got to get back at 9. So I go, what?
Oh.
She was, speaking of churches, she was basically the preacher's daughter.
Ugh.
Ouch. Right? Yeah. Like the pastor.
Right.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get there at 9.
Oh, man.
So. The drive. Yeah. So I remember.
¿Dónde está tu chile?
No tengo chile.
No.
I went there, and then the same thing as you. Bye. But this is where it gets really painful for me.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to the bungalows, the party bungalows, where everyone is coupled up. I'm talking, they're already basically having sex, and you know what I mean? And so I remember, this is where the sleeping bag. So I'm basically, I always end up not on the couch, but I'm on the ground somewhere in one of these rooms, like the living room. But there's already couples like making out and basically having sex. I remember me being like in my sleeping bag, just watching everybody like this. So pathetic. 10 scissors and we'll end it.
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Finished. Let's plug all your stuff. Every time you come here, we're gonna do these stories. Cause I don't care. I love it so much because you know what? Cause it helps people too.
Yeah.
Cause what if it's some other kid that's like, you know, I don't know if Tanya's gonna. Yeah, it's like, dude, don't listen to your head. Go.
Yeah.
Nike, what is Nike's?
Just do it.
Say it again.
Just do it.
One more time.
Just do it.
Is that 3 times?
Yes, it is.
Just do it.
Yeah, don't be inside your head. Don't be fearful of what other people think of you.
Yeah.
You might miss out on something that you will regret.
Give them 2 other pieces of advice.
A
kid's alone in his dorm room in the dark, sad. What do you tell the kid?
Go on a walk. Go outside. Let some sunlight and sunshine into your life, and it may just improve your mood.
A kid's alone in his dorm room,
mm-hmm.
and everyone else is out meeting people, and they're afraid to talk to girls. What do you tell the kid?
That can be you if you want it. It's literally all up to you
mm-hmm.
how much you want to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that's going to happen is never really that bad.
socially and just putting yourself out there. The amount, like as far as like stand up goes and stuff like that,
yeah.
Because people will ask me, like, are you afraid to do stand up?
Yeah.
Like, especially when I was starting out, I was just like, the worst thing that's going to happen is that people just don't like you for a little while.
You had a funny story. Didn't you open up for Bob at some convention, like some corporate event?
Yeah.
But that was the worst thing that could have happened.
Well, that's a fond memory because Bobby.
Bobby set you up.
Well, he
he
knew that I was going to bomb.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even on the billing or anything.
But that's fine. He wanted to bring you.
And his laugh was the only laugh in that entire convention center. And that's the fun part, because
that's the
part of the memory for me where like I started laughing because I heard Bobby's laugh, and I was like, oh, this is exactly what he told me was going to happen. It was like it was like fulfilling the prophecy.
That's so crazy. But dude, you made it through that.
Yeah.
Unscathed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One more piece of advice. Oh, can I give one?
Yeah.
Guys, if you're in a co-ed dorm, just work with your environment. You don't have to go out there, out to this dorm, out there.
To a different state.
Yeah. You just work with the ones in your dorm.
Yeah. And also, another thing. If on the flip side of thing, to play devil's advocate,
yeah,
if you're not wanting to be outgoing and stuff like that,
that's
like
fine.
like we're being very specific with the stories that we're sharing about like how ignorant we were,
yeah,
and like how super virgins we were, but also
but it's due to self-centered fear as well.
Yeah, it's due to self-centered fear. But if that's something that you want, then that's chill too.
That's fine. Yeah. But don't let that prevent you, because I think a lot of them. They're preventing themselves for like experiencing life.
Right.
So if that's the case, you gotta just
don't put restrictions on yourself for no reason.
Right. You just gotta walk through it, basically. Right? Was that good?
I had a lot of fun. I hope.
I mean, Ren, was that good for the was that good advice for Yeah, he's got a bunch of stories. We'll talk after about that.
Yeah,
he's got a bunch of stories. I just
want this episode to live up to the episode that you did on Jeremiah Wonders, because
nothing's going to measure up. I mean, that was a classic.
It was phenomenal.
That was a
dude.
Classico.
Phenomenal,
yeah.
Dude.
Because the thing about that, I didn't even know you're recording.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was drinking my coffee.
That
I'm
was
like,
great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Did people like it?
They loved it.
Okay.
They loved it.
Okay, good.
And also, I'll recommend people if you've seen Steve on Jeremiah Wonders. Mm-hmm. There's three episodes of him on there, which some people didn't watch the second one as much for whatever reason. Like they watched the first one and the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is fantastic too. The trilogy
the
is really
that,
strong.
I don't want to bring up, you know, because I'm not going to bring up the past, but you were there during my whole roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
During my whole, I'm not going to get in depth.
I know.
But during my whole.
I literally in the thick of
you
it.
You were there
the
right the day after. Remember?
I know. Yeah, you came over
I was
and you're upset.
My voice
and, yeah. Because you're stressed.
Whole, yeah. I was stressed so hard.
Yeah.
Can we plug your future show dates, your website, your everything?
Sure.
Everything.
Real quick. Jeremiah stand up on all social media, and then I've got a YouTube page, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins, and JeremiahWatkins.com has videos and on all that stuff. But yeah,
and
Jeremiah Wonders
is the name of the podcast. What's your YouTube channel again?
youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins.
Can you spell it out for them?
JeremiahWatkins.
JeremiahWatkins. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Support and subscribe to Jeremiah Wonders today. We have a Patreon attached to the show. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby and make that pledge. If you want to support the podcast, you're free to do so. Our newest patrons this week are Dalton Weinstock, Bree Travis, and Fawn Huang. I do have a new EP out digitally on my Bandcamp Ode to My Pops. Go to stevieweebybandcamp.com to check that out. I have a website, stevieweebyshow.com, if you want to get a shirt or whatnot. We're almost done with the new music video. It should be done in about 2 weeks or so, or a week and a half. We're so close to finishing. Is the post office still open or no? Are they closed as well?
They're open.
Okay, so you want to send stuff to my P.O. Box, set it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. And I have a bit of good news for you Little Ray fans. It's time for Little Ray's show. Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens and dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls. Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw! What the hell do we got this week, Beep? Looks like a goddamn dog toy. Hey, what's your name, partner? Why are you here? Corona. Your name is Corona the Virus.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn lie. Corona is a great tasting Mexican beer, man. Tell me who you really are. You are a lethal virus, and you infected my friend Titus. And how did you come to be, man? You're telling me a Chinese man ate a goddamn bat, and then that man got sick with a virus that mutated, and now it's infecting the whole damn world? So you're saying these humans are quarantined, and when they do leave, they're buying out all the goddamn cans of soup, water, paper towels, loaves of bread, and toilet paper, man?
Yeah.
Well, at least y'all know how me and Beep have felt for 2 years. We wrote a song about you, and it goes like this, partner. This one's about Corona the Virus. Me and Beep are sending our prayers. Corona's not a beer, it's a goddamn virus. My friend Titus told me about it. With a sore throat, coughing up with dryness. He's in a tough spot like Trials of Osiris. Look into my iris, is there a pandemic? On the planet Earth, that was my turf, why'd you let it? Out of Wuhan with the bat that flew on. Caught by a China man, he ate it like a crouton. When a few days passed, there was a in about 2 weeks for another episode of Lil Ray's World, man. And make sure you go to stevieweebyshow.com and get yourself a kick-ass t-shirt, man. Let's get her done.